This is Stavinston.
All right, kid. So we didn't really get to talk about my ailment on that last segment. But what do you think?
At first, I was like, "Oh, that's really annoying." And then the more you did it, the funnier it got. It
was like, that's the thing about really.
Well, it is. It is. It starts to build, and it's just like.
Imagine she's just trying to get out that I need to send her the money. She's just trying to get me this information, and I'm just like reeling her.
Really?
Here's one of the key things. Here's one of the key things of comedy. If something ridiculous is going on,
yeah,
and somebody is taking it seriously, or you're making it seriously, mm-hmm. It's so funny.
Oh, so funny.
And for the simple fact that he's carrying on with this Tourette's, really, but she's still sitting there.
It's a keystroke, sir. That's what's been diagnosed.
But she's still looking for money.
Yeah.
It's so farcical and ridiculous on his end. On her end, it is
great
so
Saturday Night Live character who just gets really.
It is so
really
businesslike and dead ahead. You know, it's just ridiculous.
It's so funny. Yeah, like you said, it's like she's just being businesslike, and it's getting more and more absurd.
But the funny thing is,
when he goes,
you're just sitting there, just think, and I'm listening because nobody's backing down. Nobody's backing down.
Well, as you say, we both have our jobs to do.
Yeah, you do.
It's like, and she's, it always. Astounds me. I mean, some of it I think might be a bit of a language issue, but it always astounds me because in
all the Rockles,
that's funny, and Chris Rock. I love Chris Rock. He's great.
Big fan of Chris Rock.
But it always astounds me in all of these stories. With Flory, when Dad was being shot by me.
Well, you did it, yeah, you bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. And like other times when poor Dick Eldorado is crashing and burning with his health issues.
And how cold
they are.
When we got to that point in the story, I even pointed out how. We're laughing at the sense that they're so cold and Dick Eldorado is dead.
Yeah.
But in real life, people have died and they're just as cold. It kind of is like the sense of reality that hits you where, you know, sometimes it's not a big goof, you know?
No, it's not, because then you see it's not just, oh, look how stupid they are. They didn't understand. Or, oh, look what he did to, like, you know, take them off the track this time.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you're talking about this one's dead or this one's in the hospital. And they're like, yeah, well, can they use that one good arm to write the check? You know what I mean? Like, they're such dicks.
Well, this is certainly a twist I have not used before, but I've had to work very quickly with Jane.
I know, but I like the Tourette's.
You like the?
I like the keystroke.
It's a keystroke.
Lisa said she thinks it's a guy.
I don't know.
No, she's sure.
Well, how does Lisa know?
I don't know, but she has a sixth sense.
I mean, chances are, but we've also known we've always dealt with women.
You know how clairvoyant those Canadians are.
Yes, that's what they're known for. So. We'll see where this goes.
Yeah.
But she's certainly putting the heat on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're putting the heat on her. I mean, she's really coming under fire trying to get this money while you're going, really?
Yeah, really? 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 Really?
And you got to see when I type it. Like, there's regular ones, then there's all cap locks, some are question marks, some of exclamation points.
She keeps forging ahead.
It's just like...
You got to give her that, you know? I mean, you know.
Wouldn't you at this point think, somebody's playing me? Come on, this can't be real. This is so absurd.
You would think... I mean, even the telemarketers hang up after a while.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Shall we do some Ann Jackson?
Sure.
This is, now, I believe where we last left off with our dear Ann, Parker Green told her not to contact Jennifer anymore?
Yeah.
Is that where we left off?
Well, she was like, don't infect my daughter.
And we're also wondering, going by the reasoning behind that as well.
Can't figure out why all of a sudden, yeah, he thinks that she's poisonous to his daughter.
Well, maybe now you look at the backstory, you might think that on their end, the person portraying Parker Green and the daughter might be having a falling out on some, you know, on their end of who's getting what in the deal.
Oh, it totally could be some internal.
So if there's an internal thing where those guys were not getting along, or I deserve more. You want to know something? I'm cutting you out.
Yeah, I'm cutting that character.
And then when they go back into character, don't give anything to my. Don't talk to her. Don't you know?
Yeah, don't cut. I'm cutting out that character because that the person portraying that character.
Yeah, because he wants 20% instead of 15 now in the whole deal.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's continue. This is Anna sent me all this stuff.
Wait,
we
need categories.
Oh, good point.
Well, of course, the first category is Mr. Davin, and I'm going out on a limb. Huh? In the middle, I think you choke my money. And the third category I can speak is Ball Busting Blue. We'll see. What do you think,
Jeff? Okay, 5 Mr. Davins.
Okay.
2 You Choke Your Monies.
Okay, You Choke My Money.
You Choke My Money. And 0 Ball Busting Blue.
Wow, okay.
Oh, I had to use Damn It All Red yesterday.
You did?
I had. There was at the day program, we have a promotion, and it has to be at a certain amount.
Yeah.
And then... I'm sending him. It's a 7% discount. So they're telling me it's under the amount. I go, but it's with the discount applied. Three times, 3 Damn It All Reds before they go. Oh,
no, he's using red. We should probably.
I'm gonna say for Mr. Davins, one You Choke My Money and 1 Ball Busting Blue.
I like when you pick categories that you don't even believe in.
Well, I don't think that they're gonna use it a lot. Yeah. Doesn't mean I don't think that they won't use it.
Okay. All right. Are we ready?
Alisa says 5 Mr. Davins, 1 You Choke My Money, and 2 Ball Busting Blues. All right. She likes blue.
Okay. All right, so this is a conversation that Ann sent me. This is from June 11th of some year. This is between Green Parker Green and Ann. And Parker says, hi. She goes, I'm going to hell.
I'm going to hell?
You know, let's not waste time with the niceties.
Yeah, real. Well,
she says, I am going to hell.
Why is she?
See you in hell, my friend.
She's condemning herself to hell.
She is now.
All right.
She sent everybody else.
Doesn't make sense. But go ahead.
She goes. Thanks to all of your gangsters, I have the biggest problems. Parker goes. I raise money for you. Jennifer is ill. Please save her. Ann goes. How?
Yeah.
I raise money for her, but my daughter has no money. So now.
Yeah, it does make sense.
And goes, I have no money in my hand. My company is going to arrest me. This is not joke. Everybody's joke.
Yeah.
My credit card also want to sue
me.
I want to die. Parker goes, I tried all I could. I am crying. My daughter is dying. She got accidents. This must be when she got hit by a truck.
Yeah, she got a truck bumper in her ass.
She got accidents? It sounds like she needs free housebreaking wee-wee pads. Who you going
to call? And goes, I know. Parker goes, I raised $100. I tried.
They'll get a lug nut out.
Well, she's in England, so isn't healthcare free?
Yeah, they have national healthcare.
So why do we have to raise money?
Yeah, I know, really.
She's good.
Incidentals.
Yeah, she's down for what?
Toothpaste? I don't know.
She's good. Parker goes, I tried. I'm sheeting tears now. It's time for spelling.
Yeah, who needs that?
Hey, you're crying a lot. You know, it's raining sheets.
Cheating.
Ann goes, I really have no money now.
You'll find it.
Ann goes, I do not know what to do.
Yeah, I know. She'll get it from somebody.
I do not know what to do. My ex is not in Japan. He is in Bangkok. Parker goes, please help. Please. Ann goes, how? I have no money now. I do not lie.
Please.
She goes, no one will lend me money. I have to pay and I have no money to pay. Parker says, we need only $200 to complete for lawyer, so he can move. I am crying. She goes, it is never-ending payment.
But could we stop for a second? I think what they do is they kind of keep the money low. She's low. $200.
Yeah.
You know, don't ask her for $1,000. Don't ask her for $500.
Well, they already got the
big paydays from her. But what I'm saying is to keep it going, if she's saying she's poor, instead of going in and saying, you know, don't ask her for $1,000, don't ask $200. $200. You know, you might be poor, but... She could probably scrounge up $200, so that's where we're going to go.
And that's just another thing about how ruthless they are. She's saying that her credit card company is going to sue her now. That's a new thing that we hadn't heard about before. And they're still like, well, cough up $200.
But that's the lie, though, because she's sued. She's got this year. And their end, so we'll just ask her for $200.
Yeah, we'll just ask for less. More frequent payments of less money.
Yeah,
that's
but
fine.
If it's a but she's always sending it. It's volume, you know?
Right.
You know, when you either work in, you know, retail.
Volume, yeah.
You work on volume.
Yeah.
Or you work on, you know, high end and, you know.
They're trying to do the McDonald's volume.
Yeah, right.
Right now.
She goes, I have told you. Parker goes, it is. Anne goes, you do not believe
me.
Anne goes, only $700. But lie. Parker goes, my daughter needs to be saved. You are her only hope. Apparently now Anne is Ben Kenobi.
Yes.
Obi-Wan, my money's gone.
Okay. She goes, it is what you said, but wrong. There is no funds. I asked the lawyer to let Jennifer withdraw the money in the beginning. What did he do? This is all lie. This is game. This is fraud. Parker Green says, and I quote, no.
Well, that solved that.
Sure. And then he goes, please. Anne goes, this is scam. I have no money. Please do not bother
me
anymore. Parker says, I have to rest. I'm crying. Apparently it takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, you can't even
keyboard. My daughter's dying, but I gotta need to take a nap here.
Takes a lot out of you.
I got some crocodile tears. They're not going to dry themselves.
I got to lie down.
Anne goes, I will have my life and I will die for this. Parker goes, my daughter is dying. Thank you.
Thank you?
I don't know. Anne goes, I'm dying too.
Wow.
Well, I'm going to die too if they're going to die.
Yeah.
No, they all can't die.
All right.
Somebody's got to stay around and continue this scam.
All right. That's what you should have wrote.
Then Parker, our Marine hero, sends the puts this emoji.
What is it?
It's a tear.
Poor baby.
It's a little emoji face for crying.
Oh, poor baby.
Our big bad Marine had put the crying emoji.
Oh, my God. Like that would happen.
He goes, please help me. Anne goes, tell gangster James Miller. Anne goes, I have no money now. I am dead. Oh, it's the ghost of Anne Jackson. Parker says, I am asking him. Anne goes, I am sick. I am so fainted.
I am so fainted.
I'm going to use that. I like that.
Anne goes, I did take medicine, but does not work. Parker goes, please do not get sick. Anne goes, where is that gangster? Parker goes, James is not gangster. Please. He is at war front. Anne goes, Marines is gangland.
What? Oh,
you heard
they're...
Marines is gangland?
What color do they wear?
Green with some red.
There you go.
Anne goes, 1% of soldiers are gangsters.
Wow, how did she come up with that?
I don't know, but write that down.
Okay.
That sounds like a good thing. 1% of soldiers are gangsters. Parker goes, he raised $50. Anne goes, how? No one pays
me.
And I'll turn the page. Anne goes, and I need to pay the money Friday. This is why I told you I will have problems. You do not believe in
me.
I am so fainted.
I am so fainted.
I need to take medicine. Parker says, I believe in you.
Oh, thank
now
God.
I feel like we should have like some Survivor music, like Rocky.
Yes.
Like it's a good time for a Survivor tune.
Eye of the scammer.
Scam, scam, scam.
Scam, scam, scam. Scam, scam, scam. Scam.
You just see like Parker Green like climbing a hill in Nigeria raising his hands.
they're running up some steps holding some gold bars.
See a little Japanese lady doing crunches.
Oh, my God.
You can't win, Anne.
Just see her, like, punching sides of Kobe beef.
I just keep sending my money right.
Sure, I got to make it authentic.
Yeah. Parker Green likes the snow cones.
Hey, he likes the snow cones. I'm going to send him the money. Send it up.
Come on, Anne. You got a shit 200 and fart sushi. Let's go, Anne.
Hey, woman. Why don't you give your money to a real man?
Random Rocky.
It's Apollo Greed.
Apollo Greed. Very good. She goes, I need to take medicine. And Parker goes, I believe in you. Yes, I do. It's like he's the Tony Robbins of scammers.
Oh, God.
Anne goes, I really will fall down in the street while walking.
Well, don't drink.
She's so fainted.
Anne goes, when will James go to Asia?
What?
When will James go to Asia?
That's a perfectly understandable question.
Anne goes, I hope he can help Eric. Parker goes, next week, Monday. All right, at least we have it mapped out.
Wow, gee whiz.
Parker goes, yes, he will.
That airfare is going to be a bitch on such short notice.
Yeah, really. Right.
Somebody will pay for it.
This got a good. They must have a big account. There's everybody's flying. The money's flying. The gold bars are flying.
Everything.
Well, it's cheaper if you promise to masturbate between two women.
Yes.
You get a discounted flight.
As long as somebody has the film going.
Get it cranking.
So to speak.
Yes. And goes, because James knows how to deal with this. He is so good. So now she's praising James.
This is so weird.
Yeah. One of her personalities kicked in.
Yeah.
Anne goes, I do hope Jennifer comes to me. Parker goes, yes. She can work with me. She will have a good future. Parker goes, please send the money raised. Anne goes, because she can work for UN. She's all in. She's back in.
Yeah.
Well, at this time, she was back
in. Yeah.
She goes, I have no money. Parker goes, yes. I think he was talking about working for the UN.
He's like, yes, yes, you do. Tell me where the money is then, smartass.
And he goes, okay. She goes, I'm asking for payment. I will call the parents tomorrow.
The parents?
Oh, her parents?
I'm guessing of students.
Oh, my God. I will call the parents.
Tomorrow.
Wow, this is
bad. See, Jones, these are the teachers you should be angry at.
The scammer teachers.
The ones that take money from their students.
Yeah.
They should have to work delivering pizzas.
Wow.
She goes, okay. He goes, okay. She goes, this is why I am lucky. Interpol and UN own
me.
They should help us. I mean, they must stop this. Parker goes, they are doing it. Anne goes, Jennifer is like
me
in some ways.
Dying?
It is true. Parker goes, this is why James was appointed to go there in Asia. Do not worry.
Wait, he's going there in Asia and he's going to take care of Jennifer?
He still needs money.
Yeah.
She still wants money. Everybody needs money. Everybody needs money.
Yeah, she's got to take care of it, though. None of these people can, like, get any money for themselves.
No. Parker goes, I wait for your message tomorrow. She goes, okay. He goes, try to raise money, please. She goes, I will ask some students.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
To think that you could cross that line.
Why would you? Why would you?
Maybe they owe her. They got good grades. Maybe they didn't deserve good grades. Those A's don't come cheap.
I don't know.
Or whatever the Japanese letter equivalent is.
But once again, they're asking for money. She doesn't have it. Keeping it low. And she's finding it.
Yeah.
She should have dropped a couple of reallys.
Wouldn't have stopped them.
It would have made me laugh.
Really?
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 Really? Really?
Really?
It's such a versatile. It's like fuck.
It is.
It's the clean version of fuck. It's a very versatile word.
I love it. Really?
She goes, I will ask some students. Yes. Indeed. Indeed, I called. Parker goes, please send Jennifer an email. Okay? She goes, and tomorrow I will ask Mr. Oda to pay
me.
I think that's her boss.
Yeah.
Anne goes, yes, I will. Parker goes, how much? Anne goes, he must pay me 50,000 yen. I don't know what the equivalent was back then. But
no.
She goes, if I get money, I want to send some to Jennifer. He has turned this around.
Because
at first, in the beginning of this conversation, she's like, no, I'm not going to do it.
I don't have it. I'm crying. I'm desperate.
I'm dying. But no, all right.
Yeah, I'm going to faint on the street. I'm so hungry, is where she was at.
She was fainted.
Yeah. She was so fainted.
Anne goes, she must eat something. I will tell her. Parker goes, okay, please do. And then this is later on June 12th. Parker goes, hi. Anne goes, tomorrow I will get money. She goes, are you there? I called Mr. Oda. Parker says, yes. She goes, he will pay
me
tomorrow. I will call the other students to pay
me
too. I am trying. Joe, where the fuck were you on that?
Because I'm listening to this.
You got to pay attention to the fingers.
No, you know what? The mise-en-scène isn't as important as what she's doing.
Don't you undervalue a good me, mister?
I understand. I will.
I don't think you do.
No, I do, for the simple fact is she's going to her boss, she's going to her students, she's going to parents to get money when she proclaims herself as an expert who's actually helping people against scammers, and she's falling for it. This is why I wasn't in with these me's, because I'm thinking deeply about this.
I wonder if at this point, though, because obviously we've traveled back in time and she's, you know, brought up these old conversations. I think that perhaps she didn't think of herself as an expert against scammers until after this happened to her.
She was still mentioning the UN and Eric Bohr. She thought they were.
The key thing in this whole segment, this is why the memes weren't that important. Where did she slip from not having any money to going
Yeah.
And this is an answer to your question, why I wasn't saying me, because that's what I'm thinking about. What? Where did she slip?
What a ridiculous conversation.
Where did she? Yeah, really. But where did she slip? I mean, we only went 2 pages, but where was that slip?
Well, yeah.
I don't have money. I don't have to not only seeing what I could do, having a whole agenda who she's going to ask. Now, let's expand on that, okay?
Really?
How many times? Funny. She's going to ask her boss. How many times has she asked her boss?
Right.
Think about that. Number two, the students. How many times is she asking again the students? Three, how many times is she asking again the parents? How many times is she going out and doing this? When
don't forget the credit cards.
And the credit cards.
And her ex, who beats her.
How many times is she going
back?
What? How do you fall? What's the trigger point?
Lisa says when Jennifer came into the story. That's when
she
changed.
She softened for Jennifer.
Yeah.
But she had
Jennifer's the Ivanka that softens the scammers.
All right, let's delve into that.
Yeah.
I'm curious at what point we are in the story, because there was a point which she hated Jennifer and said that she couldn't stand her and disavowed her.
We've gone into the past
before she
hated her.
Right.
So this is when she had soft feelings about her. She said, Jennifer and I are just alike, and now Jennifer's sick, and he's trying to raise money. And all of a
sudden,
she's like...
So it's perfectly reasonable to use that as the trigger point where she's going there.
I think so, because then all of a sudden she went, well, I'll go and ask, and I'll use the money to send to Jennifer. She's not talking about sending this schmuck any money right at the moment. It's Jennifer she's caring about.
Right, okay, so we got that. Now we go back into, all right, how many times is she asking her students?
How far in is she discrediting
herself? She is a very intelligent woman.
Yeah.
She will go over world events and hit world events right on the head.
She has fucking Google.
But still.
but she's got a point on a couple things.
But what I'm telling you, for somebody, the way people are just caught up in pop culture. What?
Costco founder dies. I bet they'll be able to get a coffin cheap.
Yeah. Aisle three, right next to the Reese.
Big one. but he's only 150 pounds, but we have a bargain on 350 pound.
We're going to have to bury some extra people.
Or if they just don't need a coffin, they'll go over where the cardboard boxes and just rifle through that bin.
But there's always holes there, so he'll fall through.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Wait, it's a big coffin.
right before they're about to bury him, they got somebody checking, looking in, make sure it's the right guy.
They go through the hearth while the gun is a guy.
yes, you can bury
him. They open the lid and... All right, that's him. With the freaking marker.
It's a big coffin. They got to throw some extra people in there. All the employees of the month in there. Yeah.
Not for nothing, Costco. Delicious cakes. Carry on.
Oh, anyway.
Good stuff.
They do have very good cakes. And they used to have these.
Good
we used to get, me and Lenore used to get these little rolly wraps. Really good. They had very good.
The chocolate cake that I offered you guys. That was a Costco cake.
That was?
Did Neil like it?
He loved it.
Good.
Yeah.
I had that, what the funny thing was? That cake I had in the back of the car, and I was running late for,
I thought you were all involved in this. I just distracted you with the cake. See how easy it is to fucking change some? You see? That's how this shit happens.
Just like that.
You throw a little detour, and now you're off on a fucking tangent.
That's what he did.
That was Jennifer Green.
Yeah.
That's what he did. Wait a second.
I was getting tired, and all of a sudden you mentioned cake. I'm all in. What?
He's like, I need money. But Jennifer fucking changed. That's what it was. You just changed what you're focused on.
That's what we're
saying. That's what I did with you.
Well,
that cake was
says
very good.
Maternal instinct is strong.
What?
Lisa says the maternal instinct is strong. Her heart's involved.
But what I was saying, though, is you're absolutely right on that. But now when she's going to that money, she's going to her students again. She's going to her parents again. She's going to her boss again. Her standing as a person is being diminished. And she's a teacher. She's an intelligent woman. She's up on things. That all is being stripped away.
But she's ill.
It reminds me of when somebody becomes a junkie and they start stealing from their family and their friends. And then eventually people are like, I can't even have you in my house because my stereo will disappear. Mm. This is what's happening to her personal life. Yeah, I know.
But she is ill, but now she's also proclaiming herself as a self-help
that's
person.
The problem. She thinks she's an expert.
Yeah.
But anyway. She goes, I will call other students to pay me too. I'm trying. He is asking...
Me
about Jennifer. Parker goes, you can send in the morning, please. Sure. Anne goes, yes. Anne's fucking in. She goes, I must get some money tonight. He's put the pressure on her to get that money. She needs somebody
using Jennifer as the linchpin and her compassion towards Jennifer.
She needed me sitting over her shoulder going, but really? type really right now. Slow him down a little bit. Exasperate him.
By the way, we were all distracted in the chat. Because all of a sudden it was cake, it all it takes. And I'm like, cake? I'm using cake like you use really? Cake? 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 And all of a sudden Joe's girl goes, chocolate? Yeah. It's like she's been quiet for a while. And all of a sudden cake happens. We're all alive. Cake? Cake and ice cream. Yeah, cake.
Jesus Christ, that cake was good.
Yeah. You didn't have any.
I did. She gave. You know what it was?
Because I offered you.
I understand, but she cut me a piece when I was coming upstairs. Uh-huh. I'm like, okay, so what happened was I had the cake and I left it in the car overnight. I'm on the way to work in the morning. I'm like, son of a bitch, I didn't bring something for breakfast. And I go, I got the cake. So I come in the cake, I get to the day program, and it was a nice piece. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is good.
Good cake.
My morning coffee.
You know what me and my daughter called? I named it, and then we called it just to annoy my wife. Called it butt cake. Because apparently, when I guess somebody said, well, you know, you eat this cake, it goes directly to your butt. So I just kept on calling it butt cake, and my daughter loved it, and it annoyed my wife, so there was no reason to stop.
Well, the best cake.
Who wants butt cake?
My favorite cake on earth was this, Entenmann's made it. It was this chocolate crumb cake with creamy, with chocolate filling in it, and we called it crack cake. Lenore and I used to go crack. And one time she bought the cake. We were having a party at the day program. And I almost ate the whole thing. So anytime they were having a celebration, they bought two cakes. One for everybody, one for me. I flat out didn't give a shit because I called it crack cake.
Yeah.
Because once that is put, that's all that matters. That's all. You don't care what people think. You don't care what people. All that's all that matters.
Yeah,
could shoot somebody in the middle of Fifth Avenue. Joe wouldn't care.
No,
not if crack cake is shooting.
He'd keep eating the crack cake.
That cake was so good. And Entenmann's doesn't make it. It's tough to find. You really got
to
look
tough
for it.
Tough to find. Where are you going to travel back to 1988? Stupid.
No, they still have Entenmann's cakes.
Well, you just said they don't make it.
That one.
Well, they don't. Sometimes they make it. Sometimes I think they put it out for a limited time.
It's like the McRib.
Yeah, which is good.
It's like Malamars. They're seasonal.
Malamars, anyway, overrated.
Yeah, no, I don't like them.
No, they're not
but
very good.
No, the crack cake. I'm sorry, I have to. We're on cake now. Entenmann's makes something called Louisiana Crunch Cake. I have no idea what is in this.
Crocodile.
That is crack cake. Yeah. It is a circular cake with a hole in the center, and is the most delicious thing they've ever made. Mm.
No, the other crack cake.
It's amazing. Sorry, we're off cake now.
Off something. She goes, and I must get some money tonight. She goes, how much does James get now? Tell
me.
Parker goes, how much? Anne goes, I am not sure. Parker goes, James tried to raise $50. I don't know.
$50?
I fucking raise $50.
Come on.
Tell Joe I got crack cake. He'll give me $50.
Yeah,
yeah, but you know, on their end, you know, like I said, they're trying to lowball. For $50, it's not worth your time. What's your margin after that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your margin?
But,
yeah.
Because it's a business.
$50 is a lot worth a lot more over,
over there.
Over there. $50.
Yeah.
That's worth several hundred.
Mm-hmm.
Anne goes, I called the students' parents, but they were not at home.
Oh, my God.
Hi. This is Billy's teacher, Anne. Listen, Billy's doing very well in school. He could do better. I'd love for you to call me and talk to me about how we could do better. I'm just saying in the ballpark of a couple grand. Bye.
Yeah.
Parker goes, I bought medicine to send to Jennifer. She's in a fucking hospital.
I know. It's like they
bring the
medicine. Why are
you going to Rite Aid, stupid?
Yeah, they won't even let you in with that shit,
you're
actually,
not even
in
the same
hospital.
Country. What are you, FedExing fucking
why did
Robitussin?
She buy, what is she going to send her?
Yeah.
What, did she get a script?
Yeah, I know. It's like, are you sending scalpels by mail? What are you doing?
She's in a fucking hospital. She got hit by a truck. What are you sending, penicillin? What are you fucking
plasma.
Sending? Why
I
doesn't
don't
anybody
know.
Ask these questions?
I don't know.
This is where I should have been cut into the conversation.
Gets the hospital and doc's like, what the fuck is this? Some nuts sent this to me from Japan.
Yeah. $10.99. Fuck, we charge $800 for that shit here.
Yeah, really? Yeah, really? Really?
Anne goes, really? How much do I need to raise? Tell
me.
Me.
Parker goes, total fees is how much? You know.
Yeah, yeah. Name a number. I'll say that that's the
doing.
Amount. Yeah.
Anne goes, I must know the rest. How much do I need to pay? I cannot get so much today. Parker goes, tell me how much is total fees. Anne goes, $650.
Sold.
Yeah. For oath, which I don't know what that is. Parker goes, okay. How much can you raise? Anne goes, but how much does the lawyer have? I do not know. Parker goes, it'll be easy.
What?
Now that we got you there. Hey, you can actually see how he's really moved her along.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was getting nothing 4 pages ago.
Yeah.
Anne goes, because I called some students, but their parents are not at home. Anne goes, I want to get my private lesson fee.
Okay. All right. So this, maybe
it's not as bad as we thought.
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
maybe when she's asking money for students, she's talking about the private lesson.
It's like time to pay your bill.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe we've miscast Miss Jackson.
Well, in this
seems a lot less nefarious.
Yeah, it doesn't seem quite as weird. Now, they owe her that money.
Why is she being proactive? See, you got to ask a question, but why is she being proactive to get the money?
Right, no. She wants to get the money for the scammers, but at least she's not asking for loans from her students, which is what we thought.
But she had said that before, that she owed money to her students.
There might be a miscommunication within her head.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
Scaramucci's son might get fired soon in her head.
But this is like we found a disease, but we haven't found the cure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe she asked for
sending you the
advances.
What the fuck is this?
What is
from
this?
From Japan?
Grape flavor, ugh.
Which one of you damn junkies is sending away to Japan
drugs? Who sent the crack cake? He's got diabetes. This is not going to help.
Doesn't make a difference.
Doesn't matter once you start with that cake.
Parker goes, lawyers have no money yet. That is why I ask you, how much can you send tomorrow morning? Ann goes, how about the money I paid? Yeah, I paid $200 U.S. Parker goes, Mr. Oda, pay how much? Maybe that's what that was. Instead of my oath, Mr. Oda.
Yeah.
That might be her Greek spelling again. Parker goes, Mr. Oda, pay how much? Yes. Anne goes, how much is the rest? Parker goes, lawyer has it. Okay? He's getting too excited here.
Yeah, yes.
Slow the fuck down. Keep on working her.
Yeah.
And turn around and go, how much is the rest? 400.
Right.
You know, 420.
Keep going.
Don't get greedy. You know, like, yeah, right. You know, where's my 200? She just, what was it, 620 that she was looking for?
650 total.
650. So where's the, all right, you want to know something? What's all right, don't get greedy. Be smart. 450. Math makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, on their end, you know.
So funny you should say that. Parker says 450.
450.
You have a future in scamming. Good
funny,
for you.
But still, you know.
Anne goes, what? Sorry, I cannot. I have to pay my company 44,000 yen. I have no much money. And Parker goes, and I raise some. She goes, I must pay for them on Friday. Parker goes, $100. Anne goes, so how much is that left? Somebody get a fucking calculator.
But
really?
The thing about it is, is that it's a perfectly reasonable argument on their end. Well, I don't have that money yet, but Anne, we said it was 650. It's 650. If you pay 200, 200 less is 450. So you're
getting something.
You're getting something, but you also don't have to make up a big bullshit thing. You're doing simple math to explain why it's 450.
Yeah.
You know? They would hate to do a big bullshit thing. That's not really their wheelhouse.
You want to know something? Yeah, but if you've got her back willing to pay, you really don't have the time to set up a whole, bullshit story. Make it simple. Make the math simple. Try to get this money.
Yeah.
Anne goes, I'm calling students to pay. Parker goes, funds will be transferred tomorrow. Anne goes, I will try to ask money. Parker goes,
ask money. Can I give you away? No. Leave me here in the bank.
Money is much more prudent than that.
That's right. Good day, madam.
I said good day.
Parker goes, are you
what
done?
Polite money.
Are you done?
Yes.
Good. Parker goes, Jennifer saw the banker say so. Parker goes, she told me. How much? Tell the company to delay till Monday. Now Parker wants Anne to delay her other payments to get this money.
Wow. Yeah.
Delay what other payments?
She has to make a payment to her company on Friday.
To her company for
probably money that she's borrowed.
Okay.
Parker goes, how much? Tell the company to delay till Monday. Best date. She goes, I will tell you later. He goes, I am waiting, okay? Message me later. Anne goes, I can get 8,400 Japanese yen, and I will call the other students soon. That is private money. I think that's from private lessons.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Anne goes, and then she sends this. I don't know who she's sending it to. She goes, Dear Mummy Anne, I am writing you this mail from the hospital.
Mm.
This must be from Jennifer. I am very weak, the type that's on the calendar, not to the lack of strength.
Oh, no.
I'm the 3rd of June today. The week of the 3rd.
They say I'm running a fever. I must be August.
Yes. The week of August 1st.
They won't let me go until I'm a full month.
Yeah, right. I'm planning to be the week of October 10th tomorrow.
They say when everything works itself out, it'll be a full year, even a leap year possible.
No.
I am very weak, and I got news from my dad that you will help me. And next time you
these
say,
guys blow. What a bunch of motherfuckers these guys are.
Yeah, they are.
They don't play, they don't take a break. All right, now be the be the girl.
Can you hear the violins while she's reading this from Jennifer?
Oh, God, we need to get that much. So we'll have her, Jessica, Jennifer, write the somebody write as Jennifer. All right, what a bunch of douchebags.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
All these guys stink.
I got news from my dad that you will help me. And next time you say you cannot help me, please, Mummy, I need your help. The funds are there, and I have witnessed it. I'm very happy I got you as a mom. Please help me. Yours sincerely, daughter Jennifer.
This, you know what? This just really irritates me. This whole capacity.
That's the big loss and tragedy here.
Yes, it is. My takeaway is the most important.
I felt the same way.
It's really irritating that these people try to engender these soft feelings from these rubes that get taken in. I'm sorry, not rubes, but I mean like these marks. Anne is a rube, as far as I'm concerned.
Sometimes Pip tells you what she really thinks.
No, I mean.
Next she'll tell you her name.
But
yeah, no.
Think about what.
Not today.
Think about what we were saying about 10 minutes ago, where the turning point, the trigger point, was when Anne discovered that Jennifer was in the hospital. Okay, these guys know that she's sending the money at the benefit of Jennifer. They need to get the money. They want to get the money. And what would be the icing of the cake? Having Jennifer write directly to Anne. This way, the sympathy on that. She will hold off making other payments.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and we'll get the money because Anne is writing to her
Lisa's
now.
Lisa's saying playing on her maternal instinct. Absolutely.
And it's
but
like,
that's the thing is that they are like all of a sudden, like this new person, Jane, that David is dealing with. It's like all of a sudden he's her king.
Which is the way I should be treated by everybody, by the way.
Yeah.
This is why people want to chop off your head. This is why. You're not a loyal servant.
No, I'm not.
I'm
not carrying your chamber pot anymore. And
no, you probably want to fucking brush your teeth.
Bring it home in your shower.
Do a little cleaning in there.
Scrub the tiles with it. No, the thing is that they always assume these relationships that they don't have. Mummy, I'm your loving daughter. Who the hell are you? I've never laid eyes on you. But all of a sudden, you're my, you know, I'm your mummy.
But people are looking for something.
They are. And these bastards are so.
Where scammers go wrong with me is, yes, I'm looking for something, just not what they think they're looking for.
But on the other hand, they played to her sympathy with Jennifer. They could have left it at that. They could have left it.
Oh, yeah.
But they're going to have. They wrote a letter as Jennifer to Anne.
They have to double down.
Which just, they doubled down just to show how ruthless they are.
Yeah.
That is a real scumbag move.
It is. It is. All of this.
I mean, when they hear everything she's doing to get this money and the compassion that she has as Jennifer, these motherfuckers couldn't
they're
leave
just
it at
good
that.
At their job.
But they're overachievers, if you ask me. I mean, but the motherfuckers.
They don't have to work summers. That's how good they are.
The motherfuckers couldn't leave it there.
Right.
They had to write as Jennifer.
Mommy.
Yeah, but we do the same shit. We bring people in to fucking enhance it, to play on our.
But if you feel that you've done yeoman's work on it, there's that one little piece that you really had to do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I know.
I'm dealing with them. Absolutely. Yeah. I lay it all out there for him. You know, see, the difference between me and scammers is I give the scammers a chance to fucking stop the shenanigans before they're in over the head. But once they're in, I pull out all the stops.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't fucking, you know, Belinda gave various exits because, you know, she was Belinda.
Right.
But, you know, Jane's not getting other fucking exits.
No. It's like, you're going this way? Okay, here we go.
And they'll look at it the same way.
Strap in.
You're hooked. Let's go. Yeah. I just got to get you're dangling there. I just got to get you on the boat and club you in the head.
Well, because they have absolutely, going back to the very beginning theme of the show, they have absolutely no empathy for the Moogas that they're reeling in.
Nope.
None.
Oh, none. No.
All right. I think that's that for
today. Okay.
What's our total?
Well, our total is Jack.
Is that the first time you've been?
That is like across the board, nothing. And so, you know what? By that, Joe is the only one that said zero in one of the categories. He wins.
Yay.
Because It all sucked.
I don't think the segment sucked.
No, the segment didn't suck, but my choices.
What were we going to call the segment?
We were going to call it 1% of... I started writing it to you. Wait a second. I got to turn the page. 1% of soldiers are gangsters.
All right, send me that.
All right.
I guess that's what we'll call it. But I think the real takeaway from this is we finally figured... We figured out how the scammers move and from no to yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally, I think, have figured out what this whole teacher thing is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how she's getting money, at least some of the money from students.
Yeah.
She's teaching private lessons.
Yeah. And, I mean, it really did sound like when, because now we've gone, obviously we've gone into the past and we're looking at an old correspondence. But when we are closer to present day, you can tell that she's saying things like she owes the students and their parents money, just like she owes her employer. And I'm like, well, what did
that's
she?
True.
What did she do? Did she ask for advances on their lessons or something?
Or you know what? Maybe hey, you owe me $200K. I'm a little short. Can you give me an extra two? Yeah.
Yeah. You know. So she not only got money, she legitimately should have gotten.
Because Anne's stories always go in a straight line.
Yeah.
So it's shocking that we would get lost somewhere.
Unbelievable.
Really.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to call segment two that. Really.
Really. Oh yeah. Absolutely. Really?
Really?
No.
Really. All right, yeah. Let's thank some folks for allowing this to transpire.
Okay.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property, Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy, LLC.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner, and on Monday through Saturday, open for dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will make sure that your event is not just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular Comedy Nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Spinning Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, anything coming up?
Soon.
Okay, soon. Experience all the Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling them. 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.giancarellispizzanj.com. That's www.giancarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's.
Sidespinning Productions, all your entertainment needs. Comedians, murder mysteries, DJs, whatever you need. Sidespinningproductions.com, 551-404-3094. Pip?
I would like you to please listen to Mr. Helix, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 Eastern Standard Time, on his radio show on www.hudsonriverradio.com.
See, that was much nicer.
Yeah, it was.
I like that tone with our listeners much better. Well done, Pip.
Thank you.
Joe?
I will be at Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. Showtime is at 8 o'clock. Dial 1-877-UNCLE-VIN for tickets and information. Friday, I will be in two bands. I will be in Sexy Susan, and I will be then in Rotgut. All same night, going to be at KJ Farrell's.
You going to wear a dress for both?
No, just for one.
Oh, okay, good.
KJ Farrell's over in Belmore, New York. Also with Joe Cumier, Anthony Cumier's brother. Anthony will be there singing with Rotgut. Joe will be there debuting his new band, Guitar Legends. It's going to be a fun night. KJ Farrell's in Belmore. Go to my Facebook page. I'll have all the information on there.
Now, does the new house have a closet for your dresses?
No, it's in the garage. I gotta get
that. Oh, that's, you gotta unpack that. Bring that in. A lady shouldn't be without her dress.
You know, the funny thing is, when I was moving, I knew that we had the gig, so I made sure that container was available because I knew so I could get to it when I got there.
Yeah, well, when I started working with Joe, I had no idea he was Klinger.
Yeah, funny.
Klinger is better looking.
Oh man.
Friday, I'll be playing softball. Apparently, I'm unretired.
Oh, I see.
I think that's what's happened now.
Good for you.
I've latched on with this team, I believe.
Stay off the DL.
I'm feeling good.
Good.
Feeling good, working out. Feeling good, not hurting anything.
Awesome.
The other players, there's a lot of them that get hurt.
How do you feel after you get done playing? You get the aches and pains?
Fine.
Okay.
Feel good. Sometimes my lower back hurts like the next day a little bit. But nothing debilitating. I think it's because the type of workout I'm doing now. Because in the past I lifted weights.
Yeah.
But actually no. Actually, I was only hurt after like the first game I had of the season.
Okay. Yeah.
Unless I like injured myself, but I feel fine.
Good.
Feel good. Nice, limber, like a 25-year-old.
You warm up before you play.
Yeah, I've always stretched and thrown the ball around and do a little running. I've always done that.
Do that running backwards thing that they always do.
I used to do that. Yeah. I don't do that anymore. I used to do.
You went back in time.
I forgot about that one. But when I threw up my back years ago, before you know, after playing ball, I decided I better stretch.
Yeah.
So I limber up. I'm a little older now, but yeah, feeling good. Nothing injured.
Lisa said that the Jays need you, Davin.
The Jays. I'm not helping them. Bunch of Canucks. Fuck the Jays.
Hey, she's a Canuck. Watch yourself.
I understand that, but we're Yankees.
Yeah, that's true.
So in this case, fuck the Canucks.
Oh, sorry about that, Lisa.
Exactly. You know, they're having a bad year. They're having a little fire sale over there.
Well, you know what? I hope that our trades turn out to be good.
Of course they'll be good.
I'm a Mets fan. We're done.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but you guys were done in April.
No, we stood a chance. There's just too many injuries.
How's David Wright working out for you?
Oh, low blow.
He should call it a career.
I think he has.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't mentioned it. He's just been, you know. But
well, I don't know if the Mets are calling him back. But
I know, but when you have to go to the park, and you know, when he, you know, before he was on the DL, when you have to go to the park, literally three hours before the game, just to limber up and warm up. Because that's what he was doing.
The dedication, man. You got to respect that. You were just carrying on about working hard. I mean, he was a guy. He had the dedication. Seemed like a good guy. It's just, you know, these guys get the back injuries, and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
Ended Don Mattingly's career.
Yeah.
It's ending David Wright's career. It's a shame. It's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
I went to Jets training camp. I was going to talk about that, but we ran out of time. Because I was actually a part of some news making yesterday. Stuff that actually made the headlines. Because they did a Q&A forum with a couple players and the commissioner of the league.
Oh, wow.
So I was part of that. Asked a question, which made some headlines. The person in front of me asked another question, which made a lot of headlines.
Ooh.
I was going to talk about that, but we ran out of time. I wasn't expecting to get yelled at for 15 minutes. I didn't have that.
Are you new here?
No, I mean, I didn't have any Trump shit. I figured this would be a non-argumentative show. Little did I know.
Little did we know.
I mean, every show could be Trump stuff, but there was nothing on there.
Listen, there can always be a meteor shower in this place. You never know.
There's
when
always
it's coming.
A reason to yell.
Yes, that actually should be part of our ad.
Yes.
There's always a reason to yell.
Yes, always a reason to yell. So, I mean, I don't know if I'll get to it next week because I don't know if it'll still be newsworthy.
Yeah, but we want to hear the story. What did you say? Well, we have to hear.
Should we do it next week? Because we're not going to do it now. It's late now.
Yeah, no, do it next week.
Do it next week. If it's a story you contributed to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, the story goes out, you know, it'll only be a week old. It'll
Let's
be
do it
out
next
there.
Week.
And, you know, you mentioned that story, the story that you guys read about in the sports page. I had, you know, this is how it came about. It's, you were witness to the story.
I was witness to the
story.
Then
it's not old news.
And part of it deals with a topic we've talked about a couple times on the show.
Oh, that we definitely should next week.
Yes. All right. Thank you guys for hanging out in the chat.
Yes.
Thank you whoever's listening live wherever you are. We appreciate that. Thank you for all of you guys who download it, however you download it. We certainly appreciate it.
We love you on every platform.
Yes.
My bed the most. It's my
yes.
favorite platform. I think that's all we got to do. Yeah. Cat's got to pee, so it must be time to wrap up. That's how you do.
But the cat runs in like there's a commercial.
I know.
You know,
like it shows a commercial. Yeah. Well, this is the commercial.
But it runs in like there's a commercial. I gotta
pee and make a sandwich. I don't know.
Before the show starts again.
Well, I mean, she's got mice to play with. She's got shit to do.
Yeah.
And around 2 a.m., she's got shit to knock off the dresser.
Mice have died.
The cat's gonna fucking die if she doesn't get her shit together.
Oh, really?
I am getting sick of her waking me up at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. because she wants attention.
Oh, what? Do you want to play?
No, she wants to knock off shit because she knows that's gonna get me out of bed. Climbing on dressers, I fucking get up, I chase her. Then she fucking crawls over, tries to knock off shit on my side of the bed. I fucking scooch to the edge of the bed so she can't get there. So I'm sitting there like a fucking capital letter I, blocking her playing defense. And then she decides to step on my head and lay back in the middle again. It's all a fucking process every goddamn night.
You should see what I go through with Mr. Helix. He does the same goddamn thing.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on.